The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Round of the tournament, number 6 seed Donovan West taking on the 11 seed Blue Valley Randolph. The winner of this one is set to take on Centralia, and that game will be on Thursday. That'll be at 5:30. That'll be in the South Gym. Other games we're going to be doing today, after this one concludes, we're going to be doing the Donovan West boys as well. They take on Washington County. That also is a first round game, 6 versus 11, with Donovan West being the 11 and Washington County being the 6. With Centralia also being the 3 seed on the boys' side. And then we move over to the South Gym. Jake and Boz are going to take over, and we'll have Frankfort versus Hanover Girls. What a matchup that is going to be as we start the quarterfinals with Frankfort versus Hanover. Hanover, the 5 seed, defeating Onega on Monday, 55-39. Frankfort, the 4 seed, they get a bye, and Hanover, the 5 seed, on to the next round. And that's 6:15 in the South Gym. And then finishing off our day with our final quarterfinal matchup, that'll be Axel versus Troy Boys. That is also the 4 versus 5. Axel, the 4 seed, getting a bye. Troy, they defeated 12 seed Onega 54-26 on Monday. So that's what we're doing today. Let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back with tip-off and also your starters here on your Game of the Week on 92.1 FM KMZA.
There's nothing like a new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi. This is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton, here to remind you that you can bring your ideas in to any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Most checkups aren't something you look forward to, but they are extremely important. You see your doctor or dentist annually, but what about your insurance agent? The professionals at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha invite you to stop by to review your needs, operation, and coverages. You could learn some helpful information. Call Kansas Insurance at 785-284-7611 to schedule your insurance checkup today. That's 785-284-7611.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
We're not even doing the starters here. We're just jumping straight into the action as Donovan West won the tip, and a missed jumper by Ava Gladhart gets us underway. As the starters for D West include Lena Leatherman, Brenna Eady, Katie Johnson, Ava Gladhart, and Melana Weckstein. And Blue Valley with the basketball. Their starters are Lexi Wexelman, Cameron Lister, as well as Brynlyn Brockman, Kristen Allison, and Lydia Dumler. And a missed shot on the left side by Lister. And here come the Mustangs, the reigning Division 1A D1 state champions. Their first ever state title a year ago. Here's a 3 ball just to the left of the top of the key. A little bit too short for Brenna Eady. And a rebound by Lister. Leatherman's going to guard her as she brings it across half court. So coming into today, Donovan West is actually currently in 7th place as a turnover by Lister. Nice takeaway by Melana Wettstein. A lob down low. Kick out in the near side corner. Brenna Eady, jab step. So they are in 7th place as of right now. Donovan West 3-2, 5-3. Here's the 3 ball. It is good for Melana Wettstein. As for Blue Valley Randolph, they are actually 0-4 in league play and tied for 11th and 3-5 overall. Donovan West brings on the press, and it's going to work because it's thrown away by Lexi Wexelman. That one too high of the target. And Donovan West will get the ball on the near sideline. And it's the senior, Lena Leatherman, inbounding. 4 Mustang seniors on the squad as Eady Makes the catch on the far side of the wing is a junior. Dribbles the short corner and kicks it out of there. Weststein inside. Johnson kind of shot it before she even saw the basket, and it's no good. Left a little bit short. Rebound hauled in by Kirsten Allison. There's a handoff to Lydia Dumler. Entry pass. Lexman working the post. Shot over Katie Johnson. No good. That's a huge size mismatch in favor of Donovan West. Offensive rebound, though. And getting fouled going up is Kirsten Allison, and she will shoot two. That foul goes against Brenna Eady, her first personal. So Donovan West, after winning a state title, kind of experiencing a little bit of a hangover. Of course, they did lose a lot of talent from a year ago's team. That first free throw is good. Allison scores the first point of the game for the Rams. But, I mean, Donovan West has had a very difficult schedule, as there are three teams that they've lost to include Riverside, who made the state championship in Class 2A last year, as well as Frankfurt, who also made state. Got third place, and the second free throw by Allison is good. And then recently, also losing to Valley Heights, who just actually picked up their first loss, but it was against a really good Rockville team that's ranked in Class 3A. As a turnover going the other way, Elena Weststein fumbles it out of bounds against the Blue Valley Press. So really, honestly, I say that it's a little bit of a hangover, but I mean, this has been more or less a very difficult schedule for the Mustangs. They definitely are still a very good basketball team. They break the press, and shot off the glass is good for Brynlyn Brockman. It is 4-3. The Rams with their first lead of the game with 5:44 to go in the opening quarter. Johnson, pass inside and deflected out of bounds, intended for Alina Leatherman. Good defense that time by Brockman, sticking her hand in the passing lane, knocked it free. U.S. with possession. And Weststein open on the inbound. She doesn't go straight up. She pulls it down, and so now she has to kick it out of there. Three ball no good by Leatherman. Offensive rebound by Brenna Eady. And quickly kick it out. Far side wing, who checked into the ball game for Donovan West. That was Andy Foster. Entry pass shot up and good for Katie Johnson. Her first basket of the game. Off the assist from Foster. And D. West back in front, 5-4. Once again in the press is Donovan West. Somewhere in a pickle. She gets it out of there. Pass deflected by Westelman into the hands of Brenna Eady. Turnover going the other way. Weststein tried to pass as Katie Johnson. Came off the side of her hand, so saving it out of bounds. Foster, nice dish up to Johnson. She misses the mid-range jumper. And rebound ripped away as Cameron Lister trying to get it away from Lena Leatherman. It's a jump ball, and it will belong to the Rams. Belle Smith checking in. And so is Emmy Jo Weststein. Back in the press is Donovan West. It's been working well so far. You get across half court, though, into the short corner with it is Brynlyn Brockman. Driving to her right, that is Lydia Dumler kicking it out. Driving right side, Brockman pulls up, mid-range jumper, no good from the short corner. Eight-footer, rebound by Andy Foster. Pushing up ahead, Eady, left-handed layup, good! Tough shot with the left hand for Brenna Eady. Her first basket of the game at 7-4 Mustangs with 4.5 to play in the opening quarter. Lexman bringing it up against a triple team. She does give it up to Dumler across half court. Far side corner, Cameron Lister drives middle, shot is short, gets her on this, and she dribbles it back into the corner. Cameron Lister, just 5'3", a freshman, shot off the mark by the Rams. Full court pass up ahead, that's tipped by Dumler, but into the hands of Emmy Jo Weststein. Give it up the far side. Pull-up jumper on the drive by Eady is no good. No good from 10 feet. Rebound by Lister. She had it taken away momentarily, but she gets it back and hands it off to Dumler, who will bring it across half court. Fast-paced action. Both teams playing the press. Blue Valley trying to slow it down. They can tie this game up. If they nail a three, here's the entry pass to Lister, defended by Brenna Eady. Now she'll slowly dribble it from the short corner out to the perimeter. Entry pass down low. Shut up is short by Allison, but she's fouled once again. And the second team foul picked up against the Mustangs. And this one will go to Belle Smith. Back to the free throw line goes Kirsten Allison, who went 2-for-2 her first time from the free throw line. 3:34 left to go first quarter, 7-4 down at the West. First free throw on the way is good. A couple substitutions. Kennedy Lister checking in for Blue Valley. And also a number 44 that is not on our program. So we'll have to possibly try to get some clarification on who that is when possible. Free throw is good by Allison. That makes it 7-6. Back to 1-point game. Across half court is Emmy, beg your pardon, sorry, that is Belle Smith. Getting right back to her, but she cut back door. It's thrown out of bounds by Andy Foster. The Rams, once again, face the press break, or will go into press break against Donica West Press. And a whistle and a foul on the ball. Andy Foster picks up the personal. 13 foul. Only one more foul to give here in this quarter. Cross half court, able to beat the press this time. Brockman dribbles the middle, and her shot misses everything and goes out of bounds. And it will be Donica West basketball as they are able to, once again, force a turnover in the press. Cross half court against Blue Valley Randolph's press as Edie takes it herself, and now Blue Valley falls into a 2-3 zone. Mustangs up 7-6, 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Edie, top of the key, dribble, high post pass. One dribble for Foster, puts up the shot, no good from 10 feet out. And a strong rebound from Brindlin Brockman, who has the lone field goal of the game for Blue Valley. Bringing up the far side is Kennedy Lister. Gives it up to the top of the key, and a whistle and a late foul called against Courtney Johnson as she tried to make the steal. Elena Wettstein, Alina Leatherman checking back in. In for Emmy Jo Wettstein and Belle Smith. 2:43 to go. So a one-point game. Blue Valley a chance to take the lead here. The officials and the scores table trying to make sure that the substitutions are correct. Actually, no, they were trying to figure out who that last foul was on. They got it correct now. We're good to go. Short corner, drive baseline for Brockman. Looks up the shot, too strong. Rebound secured by Courtney Johnson. She'll bring it up herself. Bounce pass, near side wing. Foster is going to drive middle for the near side wing, and she's fouling the floor. First foul of the game against the Rams. And that will be number 44 with the personal. Again, trying to see if we can possibly get some information on who that is on the program. We did not have a number 44, so substitution now for the Mustangs, and a turnover on the inbound. The Blue Valley once again another opportunity to take the lead with 2:15 left to go in its first quarter. Entry pass, working the block is Allison, and she's fouled once again. Another foul with Allison having the ball in her hands, and this time it's Katie Johnson. So that is going to send Allison to the free throw line once again. Again, she is 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Says the 15 foul. First free throw is no good, so she's now 4-for-5. And now the best that Blue Valley can do is tie it here with 2:13 to go. 6-versus-11 matchup. Donovan West the 6. Blue Valley the 11. Winner to take on Centralia in the quarterfinal round as that free throw is good. So 5 points for Kirsten Allison all on free throws. And we're tied 7-7. Cross half court, Wettstein, pass for Leatherman, almost lost it out of bounds, but then she throws it away on a pass across the paint, and Brockman picks it off. Here come the Rams, another opportunity to take a lead. And that pass intercepted by Courtney Johnson. 2-on-1 fast break, bounce pass to Wettstein, layup left side, good! Elena Wettstein now with 5 points for D. West. They take the lead back against the press. To half court for Allison. Pass to the far side for Kennedy Lister. And a travel is called against Allison. Back-to-back turnovers forced by D. West as Brennan Edie will check back in. So Ava Gladhart in for Andy Foster and Courtney Johnson. 1:35 to go. Again, it's 9-7. Donovan West with the lead over Blue Valley Randolph. Zone half-court press for Blue Valley. Edie gets it at half court. Pass to the far side corner. Johnson, entry pass. Wettstein, shot is no good, but Allison will get charged with the personal foul and will send Katie Johnson to the free throw line to shoot two. Lydia Dumler and Cameron Lister to check in. And so will Isabel Wright for the first time for the Rams. First free throw on the way is too strong from Wettstein. And those three girls will check in for number 44, as well as Kennedy Lister and Brindlin Brockman. I'd like to thank today's sponsors, M&R Auto Parts, Farmer State Bank of Onega, and Highland Community College for making our broadcast possible today. Second free throw for Wettstein is good. And she now has six. Back to the press for Jonathan West. It's 10-7 Mustangs. Middle of the court catch for Wexelman. She lost it momentarily, picks it up. Now fires it to the far side for Cameron Lister. The 5-3 freshman brings it across that court. She's double-teamed across that court. Bounce pass almost taken away. It's loose in the corner out of bounds. And it will stay with the Rams. 1:13 to go. So Blue Valley only trailing by one possession, but they have only made one field goal. That's thanks to Kirsten Allison going 5-for-6 from the free throw line. Lydia Dummler, the inbound, into the corner to Isabel Wright. She dribbles all the way to the top of the key. Cameron Lister, couple dribbles inside the perimeter, hands it off. Wright dribbles baseline, gets bumped, but they're going to say a double dribble. A good defense by Milena Wettstein to force the turnover. 1 again, Rams trying to get some pressure in the front, or excuse me, the backcourt. Nice way breaking it. Johnson feeds it to the opposite side of the paint, and Ava Gladhart lays it up and in. Largest lead of the game, it's 12-7. Another press by D. Weston, and a nice job getting hit on it is Wettstein. Gets the steal, and the layup is good by Gladhart again. Back-to-back baskets by Ava Gladhart. It's 14-7. 7-0 run. It was tied 7-7. 36 seconds left across that court. Getting stopped is Wexelman with 33 seconds left. Into the corner. Lister with it. Thought about the three, now drives baseline on Lena Leatherman. Good stop as she recovers. Stop the key catch. Dribbling to her right is Wexelman, hands it off to Wright. And she'll give it up to Dummler. Dummler drives, shot no good on the run. Kicked out of bounds, and it will stay with the Rams with 16.1 seconds left. Brynlyn Brockman checking back in for Blue Valley, and she will come in for Isabel Wright. And a late substitution as Courtney Johnson checks back in for D. West. She'll come in for Milena Wettstein, who leads all scorers with 6 points. Here's the inbound to Brockman. Catch and shoot. Good. Second field goal of the day for the Rams. She's made both of them. 10 seconds left and counting. And a turnover on the inbound. Shot is blocked from Wexelman. Catches it in the corner. 5 seconds. In the paint. Brockman shot up. No good, but she's fouled as the time expires. So she'll have 2 free throws here. And a chance to make this a one-possession game before we go to break. And both teams will be sent to their bench, as mentioned, as the clock expired. So 14-9 currently. And Brynlyn Brockman will shoot 2. First one for the 5'11 sophomore is good. 5 points for Brynlyn Brockman. And the only player for Blue Valley with a field goal make, and that second one is no good. So it'll be 14-10. Let's step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
14-10, our score after 8 minutes of action. The Donovan West girls team leading Blue Valley Randolph. Round number one of the Twin Valley League basketball tournament. Winner to take on Centralia, the 3 seed. I'd like to thank today's sponsors, Bendina State Bank, SBS Insurance, and Wankland Oil Company for making today's broadcast possible. Back underway, D. West has the first possession. Here is Andy Foster, cross-court pass far side. Courtney Johnson gives it right back to Foster from the top of the key, drives, kicks, 3-ball, far side wing. Amy Jo Wettstein a little bit short. Long rebound, though, offensive for Courtney Johnson. Wettstein, nice find inside for Katie Johnson, turns around, fires, and she's fouled going up. Her shot rattles off the front end of the rim from the far side block, and she'll get 2 free throws. Elena Wettstein, 6 points. Ava Gladhart with 4 for D. West. Meanwhile, Blue Valley Randolph, just 2 scores, 5 points apiece for Brynlyn Brockman and Kirsten Allison. First free throw off the left side, no good for Johnson. The first time of the game, Emily Kirby checking in. She'll come in for Allison. Second free throw, good for Katie Johnson. She now has three. Back to the press for D. West. Middle, Leckleman had it taken away and going up. After the steal is Annie Foster to get two free throws. As Lexi Wexelman had it taken from her right pocket. Annie Foster, chance to score for the first time today for her. First free throw on the way. Good. High arcing free throw for Annie Foster. Giving this team some valuable minutes off the bench so far this season. Second one on the way. That one off the right side of the rim. No good. Offensive rebound, Katie Johnson, but it's ripped away by Lexi Wexelman. She'll keep it herself. And she's double-teamed. She'll hand it off to her teammate, Brendan Brockman. Cross-court pass, far side. That's caught by Lydia Dummler. Drives and dribbles off of somebody's foot. I think it was Katie Johnson. He'll be out of bounds. He'll stay with the Rams. 7:20 to go, second quarter. 16-10, Dawson West. Looking for the inbound in the middle of the paint. It's off the fingertips of Rockman and loose and picked up by Katie Johnson. 3-1 fast break up ahead. Left-handed layup good for Ava Gladhart. She made a couple of big baskets towards the end of the quarter. And now a timeout is called by head coach Kaylee Inez. And we'll take it as well. 18-10 in favor of D. West. Let's take a 30-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
Got some clarification on number 44 for Blue Valley Randolph, and that is Eve Corkle. I was just told by a couple of the Rams managers that there was an issue with her jersey, so she's wearing number 44. All right, back to the action. It's 18-10 in favor of Dawson West. The Rams face the D-West press. They get across that court along the far side. Lee Dummler, driving kick, near side wing. Lister in the corner, and traveling was Brendan Brockman. I'd like to thank today's sponsors, First National Bank of Frankfort, B&D Buildings, and Blue Valley Technologies. And thanks to all of our incredible sponsors for making these broadcasts possible. 6:54 left to go, second quarter. D. West now facing the Blue Valley press. They get it across half court. Here's Foster with it. Drives middle in the lane. Shot at the glass. Too strong. Rebound hauled in by Brendan Brockman. She's having a nice game so far. 5 points for her. No field goal makes for Blue Valley in this quarter. They only have two for the game. Both of those made by Brockman. 5 free throw makes, though, for Kirsten Allison. And an offensive foul against Blue Valley. And an illegal screen set by Emily Kirby, and that will be her first. Kirby, a 5'9 freshman. They have three freshmen, and they like to play all of them. Drive right side, Foster kicks into the corner. And a travel called on the catch by Ava Gladhart. Brenna Eady, a brief break, checking back into the game for the Mustangs. And Lena Leatherman checks back in as well. Talking about the difference between this year's D-West team and last year's, the Mustangs this year don't have quite as much size. They do have Katie Johnson, who does have a good amount of length, but once she is out of the game, like she is now, they do lose a lot of that luster inside. Here's the three-ball far side wing. It's off the front end. No good for Lydia Dummler, but an offensive rebound by Brockman against Dawson West. And speaking of, this is a time where Brendan Brockman, with her size, can really be a force down low. She is guarded by Brenna Eady, and she just picked up her second personal foul. Too long on the mid-range jumper on and a foul on the rebound against Blue Valley. And that one will go against Kirby as well, so that'll be her second. And they're going to let them substitute before the inbound. And it will be Kirsten Allison checking in for Emily Kirby. So Allison and Brockman hoping to take advantage of some size with Katie Johnson on the bench for D-West. Far side corner, drive baseline, and a kick out after Bell Smith tried to find a way through a crease. She'll get it back on the near side of wing. Dribble towards the middle. Pass the short corner, far side, bounce pass from Edie. Far side wing, dribbling, jumping, shooting. Wetstein, and she's fouled, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. Melina Wetstein had a heck of a first quarter. She had 6 points. And already, with 5:51 to go in the quarter, they're in the double bonus, as that is Wexelman's second personal foul. First free throw off the left side, no good. Melina Wetstein made a free throw in the first quarter. And now Kennedy Lister will check in for Lexi Wexelman. One more try coming up for Wetstein. This one's on the way, and that one is good. So only one field goal make from both teams combined so far. It was a two-point make from Ava Gladhart. Against the U.S. press, underneath the basket, dribbles all the way near sideline. Dummler passed across half court, and Brockman traveled with it. Yet another turnover forced by the D-West press. And head coach Kaylee Inez not happy with her team here. Trying to figure out a way to try to beat this press and get settled into the half-court offense. They look past into the backcourt. And the Rams trying to cause some havoc of their own. And almost getting a steal was Kennedy Lister, but she stopped. And Allie Foster, after she made the catch, she drove to the right side and lost it out of bounds. But it was deflected, and it'll stay with the Mustangs with 5:33 to go. Three balls on the corner. Good for Brenna Edie. Knocks down the tray, the second three ball of the game for Donovan West, and it's 22-10. Driving right side is Brendan Brockman. Mid-range jumper, no good. Tipped up in the air, gets her own miss. From the block on the near side, Nina Leatherman reaching in, and also Melina Wetstein there as well. She'll kick it out of there. Cameron Lister, the 5'3 freshman, drives, and she gets hit on the arm. She'll go to the line to shoot two. And that is Brenna Edie's third personal foul. So, for sure, that'll be the last time we see her in this first half with 5:06 to go in the second quarter. It was risky from head coach Perry Smith leaving her in the ballgame. First free throw by Lister is too strong. The Wetstein and Bell Smith will come to the bench. Edie is staying in the game. And now they'll get a late substitution to get Johnson in for Edie. She makes this free throw, and she will. So Johnson is in for Edie. Andy Foster also back in the game, so is Lena Leatherman. Courtney Johnson is in. And on the near side, Amy Jo Wetstein checks back in. 5:04 to go. Pass deflected across that court, and Foster has it taken away by the Rams. Going out the far sideline. Kennedy Lister gives it up to her sister, Cameron. The near side wing. Dummler trying to do something with it. Lobs it inside for Allison. Too tall. Stolen away by Lena Leatherman and Donovan West. Pass the far side block. Courtney Johnson kicks it out. Three balls. Is flat and no good. Lena Leatherman couldn't get it to go. And it goes out of bounds, last touch by the Mustang. And that ball probably only got about 2.5 feet, if that, over the rim at its highest point. Double team and a steal. Kennedy Lister threw it away. Shot no good by Courtney Johnson. Putback is no good by Amy Jo Wetstein. And Blue Valley gets the rebound. So missed opportunity for the Mustang. 4:20 to go, second quarter, 22-11, Donovan West. And drive by Lister, give it up. And a shot underneath the rim, no good by Allison. And Lena Leatherman hauls it in for the Mustangs. Near side wing catch for Amy Jo Wetstein. Cross-court pass far side. Foster drives, kicks into the mid-range jumper for Katie Johnson is no good. Here's another long two, this time by Wetstein. That is no good. And a long rebound on the run for Brendan Brockman. And here come the Rams. 2-on-1 with numbers. Nice pass and a layup good from the left side by Lydia Dummler. And there are the Rams' first points of the second quarter. Timeout called by Perry Smith. And she is not happy. And we'll take a 30-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is your future secure? The Bank of Highland is your community-minded bank that accepts the responsibility of helping neighbors and friends live easier through insecure financial times, providing loans for home, auto, and agriculture, as well as standard checking and savings accounts. You can depend on your friends at the Bank of Highland to help secure your financial future. The Bank of Highland, branch of Bendina State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, making life better right here at home.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
And we are back. 22-13, Donovan West with a 9-point lead. We'd like to thank today's sponsors, BB Brothers Contractor, Cook and Company, as well as Hilltop Creations. Nice lead for Donovan West to get across half court with a pass to Andy Foster. She'll drive, a nice dish to the right side for Belle Smith, and she'll kick it out to Leatherman. They'll set up the offense with 3.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Shot fake, pulling it down, giving it up. Demi Jo Wettstein into the corner, drives on the run. Shot good, nice little floater by Belle Smith. Five, we've got six different scores here in the second quarter. And now taken away, Kennedy Lister has a poke free. Layup good from the left side by Andy Foster. And it's 26-13. And a pass deflected, but a foul against Donovan West. Cameron Lister bringing it up to the far side. Lexi Wexelman checking in for the Rams. She'll check in for Cameron Lister. And a late substitution for the Mustangs. It'll be too late as Melina Wettstein will have to wait for the next stoppage play to check in. Wexelman across half court. She'll give it to the near side wing and out of bounds. Dummer, past Dummer, was too far wide of the mark. Goes out of bounds, and D. West will now get Wettstein in the game in for Katie Johnson with 2:54 to go in the first half. Mustangs have doubled up the Rams, 26-13. At one point it was 7-7, then a bit of a run for the Mustangs since then. Three ball near side corner, no good for Amy Jo Wettstein, and a whistle and a foul against Lena Leatherman reaching in on Allison on the rebound, and Lena Leatherman with her first personal foul. Team down number four, so both teams now in the double bonus for the remaining 2 minutes and 44 seconds. Ava Gladhart checking back in, and for Leatherman. Inbound on the press for Dummler to the near side corner, and Wexelman fumbled it out of bounds. She was double-teamed, but not really an immense amount of pressure from that double-team, and just a mishandling of the basketball that time for the Rams. High post catch. Foster, one dribble, pulls up, 6 feet, no good. Picked up in the air and picked up by Allison of Blue Valley. And she'll give it up to Wexelman and she'll bring it up. Rams have been stagnant on offense. Only 2 points here in the second quarter. Entry pass to Allison. Her shot is blocked by Ava Gladhart. And a foul going the other way. They reach in against Wexelman, and that's going to be her third personal foul. So both teams' point guards with 3 personal fouls. And Cameron Lister will check back in. And free throws coming up for Belle Smith. First one on the way. Too strong and off the right side. Belle Smith, 2 points so far today. One of the 6 different scorers here in the second quarter for Donovan West. 2:17 remaining in the second quarter. It's 26-13 in favor of D. West. Second free throw, no good as well. Over 2 for Belle Smith. And the rebound hauled in by Brynlyn Brockman of Blue Valley. Lister almost had that pass intercepted. Good anticipation by Andy Foster. Poked it out of bounds near half court on the near side. Rams maintain possession. Reminder that our halftime show coming up brought to you by Highland Community College. Inbound deflected into the backcourt. One for grabs. Going on the floor is Gladhart, but she's not going to get it. Lister has it. And a timeout called by Coach Inez. We'll take it as well, and we'll step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Save 20 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 20 cents off per gallon using your Mobile Advantage debit. Find all the details and start saving your 20 cents per gallon at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Back here in Onega, first round of the Twin Valley League Girls Basketball Tournament. 6 seed Donovan West leading 11 seed Blue Valley Randolph 26-13 with 2 minutes and 1 second left here in the second quarter. Donovan West 3-2 in league play, 5-3 overall. As for Blue Valley Randolph, they are 0-4 in league play, 3-5 overall. Of course, these games here in this tournament are all non-league games. Back underway, Rams with the basketball, far side wing, Kennedy Lister. Pass to her sister in the corner, Cameron. Gives up her dribble to the short corner. Brocklin drives middle from the short corner, and she's fouled going up, and she'll get 2 free throws. So that foul will go against Belle Smith. That'll be her second. Brendlin Brockman to the free throw line. She went 1-for-2 her last trip as she misses this one. One of just 3 scorers so far today for Blue Valley. Substitution, Courtney Johnson checking in for Belle Smith. Second free throw is short. Loose ball on the rebound and still loose, but picked up late by Courtney Johnson. Bringing it up down the middle. Wettstein going coast to coast. Layup and in. Nobody stopped the ball. And Wettstein says thank you very much. She now has 9. Leads all scorers with 90 seconds left. Now Cameron Lester doing the other thing, going the other way. Offensive foul, though. Good job sliding over late as Melina Wettstein. And an offensive foul called against Cameron Lister. I'll be here first. Indy West gets a fast break and then stops the fast break. And then gets the ball back with 1:20 to go, up 28-13. First side wing catch is Wettstein. Drives middle in the lane. Tries to dump it off to somebody, but nobody was there. And jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of the Rams. D. West back in the press. Lister dribbling across half court. She falls over, and a blocking foul is going to be called. Ava Gladhart was riding her up the sideline. Had her hands up, but was making contact with her shoulder. And with Lister going full speed, she gets knocked over, and she'll go to the line to shoot 2 as they're on the double bonus. Lister's free throw on the way is no good. Short and right. One more try with 1:10 to go. Warmer temperatures throughout the area today, thankfully. A little bit of meltage. So everybody able to travel here safely after all these postponements and cancellations over the past 2 weeks or so. Second free throw off the backboard, no good. So 0-for-2 is Lister. Full court pass up ahead for Wettstein. Up ahead to Gladhart. Shot is no good, though. But an offensive rebound by Emmy Jo Wettstein, and her putback is good. And Emmy Jo Wettstein with her first score of the day. That is the 7th different Mustang to score here in this second quarter. Lister brings it up across half court herself. She hands it off, and she gets it right back. Pull-up jumper, no good. Short offensive rebound. Brockman up and good. And Brendan Brockman now with 7 points. 43 seconds left, and Coach Smith not happy with his defense not getting back in time. 35 seconds left, corner 3. Wettstein rattles out no good from the near side. Rebound, Lister. They have numbers. 4-on-1. Lister keeps it, bounce pass far side. Layup good for Brendan Brockman. 9 points for Brockman. Makes it 30-17 with 20 seconds left, and now a turnover forced by Brockman as she dips in the position. And falling over on the far side is Andy Foster. With 20 seconds left, a little bit of momentum here for the Rams. Trying to cut this possibly to a single-digit deficit. They trail by 13, though, so have a couple of possessions that they got to get here in a short amount of time. Brockman drives. She loses it. Picked up by Gladhart with a steal. Outlet pass. Squirts out the far side corner with 12 seconds left. Here's Foster. She has 8. Cross half court. The top of the key. Dribbles to the far side. Leatherman has it. 5 seconds. So looks to her left. Stops. 3 seconds. Into back. And with 1 second left, Foster can't get the shot off. He was poked away. Good defense by Kennedy Lister. That is the end of the first half. 30-17, our score in favor of Donovan West over Blue Valley Randolph. We'll have our Highland Community College halftime show coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime score here in Onega is Donovan West 30 and Blue Valley Randolph 17. Highland Community College halftime show, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. We're kind of talking about how this one has unfolded. It was close for about the first half of the first quarter. It was 7-7 at one point, but then a 7-0 Donovan West run made it 14-7, and since then, they have really not looked back. It did get back to 14-10, but after that, Donovan West started to impose their will, forcing turnovers on the press, making those layups and easy mid-range jumpers, and they have been able to hold off the Rams after a little bit of a late comeback from the Rams at the end of the second quarter, but the Mustangs well on their way to possibly getting into the second round or the quarterfinals here. You just got to hold on here in this third quarter and fourth quarter. Got some work to do, though. Not over yet. They have really imposed their will and been doing it with pretty much everybody. 7 different scores in that first half for Donovan West. We'll start off with the leading scorer, Melena Wettstein. She had 9. 6 of those coming in the first quarter. Also 6 from Ava Gladhart. 5 from Brenna Eady. 3 apiece from Katie Johnson and Andy Foster. And 2 apiece from Belle Smith and Amnesia Wettstein. And as for Blue Valley, just 3 scores for them. Brynlyn Brockman, she has 9. Kirsten Allison has 5. And Lydia Dummler has 2. So that's what we have here so far. And just a reminder that coming up after this one, we'll have the other first-round game on the boys' side between Donovan West and Washington County. Both of these first 2 games will play against Centralia with the winner of those games. So both will be the 3-seed Centralia awaiting for the winner. And both teams could possibly see Donovan West and Centralia in both of those matchups if things break that way. Should be interesting. Donovan West, the 11th seed in the boys' side, as opposed to the 6th seed here on the boys' side. Other games going on here today include, for our night games, Our final two include Frankfurt versus Hanover on the girls' side. We'll be broadcasting that one. That'll be in the South Gym. And then here in the North Gym, Clifton Clyde will take on Axel. As we start off with the quarterfinals for the girls' side and then quarterfinal of the boys, Axel versus Troy will be right here on KMZA. And then the other quarterfinal matchup will be Clifton Clyde versus Frankfurt. Then we resume tomorrow with more quarterfinal action on the girls' side, Valley Heights versus Lynn. And then we'll be broadcasting Centralia versus the winner of this game. And then the final night games for tomorrow and the final quarterfinals for the boys, Hanover versus Valley Heights. And then the one we'll be broadcasting will be Centralia versus the winner of Washington County in Donovan West. That is the lowdown. And I would like to thank today's sponsors, Helena AgriSystem, Onega Pharmacy, and Elmer's Repair and Supply. Once again, your halftime score here in our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. It is Donovan West Girls 30 and Blue Valley Randolph 17. Let's step aside for a few more minutes. Come back with some keys to the second half and second half action here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Well, Vern, the tractor's in the shed for the season.
Yep, we're all done till spring.
Well, what do you say we start thinking about redoing the kitchen?
Oh, Pat.
Don't old Pat me. You said that once we were finished, we can get started.
Okay, how do we get started?
Well, we just need to call Hilltop Creations. They'll come over and get everything measured and give us ideas.
They come to the house?
Yes, they'll come over, take measurements, bring samples of countertops and wood colors, show us what's available in our budget, and give us a quote.
Okay, what's the number?
336-3142.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by and downtown Onega. Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters, plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. And you can save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
KMZA.
Our score at half, 30-17 in favor of Donovan West as they lead Blue Valley Randolph, the 6th versus the 11th seed here in the Twin Valley League Girls Basketball Tournament. And kind of the story of this half is a team that has been able to share the basketball versus a team that hasn't been able to. And Donovan West, as mentioned, had 7 different scorers in that first half. Really just a masterclass of sharing the basketball and getting everybody into an offensive rhythm. And as for Blue Valley, they only had 2 girls make field goals, with Lydia Dummler making 1 and then Brynlyn Brockman making the other 4. So they only have 5 field goal makes. And I want to make a quick correction, as had a free throw that was missed. Cameron Lister made a free throw, so she has a singular point as well. That was one that was missing from the total, so 17 points for the Rams. Got that straightened out, and we are good to go in that department. So for your keys to the second half, for Donovan West, don't give Blue Valley any hope here in this second half to possibly get back in this one. Keep doing your thing in the press and score off of those turnovers. And as for Blue Valley, you got to protect the basketball, work quickly against the press, and not let Donovan West jump the passing lanes and be able to score in the half-court offense with Allison and Brockman working down low. And let your front court do the work. All right, here we go. Those are your keys to the second half. We are back underway. We'd like to thank our sponsors, M&R Auto Parts, Farmer State Bank of Onega, and Highland Community College for making this broadcast possible as we're back underway. Here's the three ball, far side wing on a couple of passes. It's good for Alina Leatherman. How about that start? That is her eighth different score today. She knocks down the tray. It's 33-17. So back quickly is Lydia Dumler. She'll give it up. Mid-range jumper for Brockman is no good. From about 14 feet out, rebound Katie Johnson. Wettstein is going to be called for the travel. Cameron Lister poked the ball free and forced Wettstein to trip. The Rams get the ball right back. The Rams need to work quickly to get back into this one. And offensive foul and illegal screen against Allison, and it is. It got Brockman free. And with 7:34 to go here in this third quarter, D-West gets the ball right back. Crossover dribble by Brenna Eady, who has three personal fouls. One dribble by Wettstein, and she runs into Allison, and she picks up another personal foul. That will be Kirsten Allison's second, make that third, personal foul. As for Kirsten Allison, she had a fantastic first quarter. She had 5 points, all those coming off free throws, but hadn't got anything going since then. Free throw is good for Melena Wettstein. She is our first player to 10 points. And now Emily Kirby will check in. She has two personal fouls. Picked those up pretty quickly in her short amount of time in the first half. Second free throw is good for Wettstein. She now has 11. That's her fourth free throw make of the day. Back to the press for D-West. Lister gives it up. Bounce pass to Dumler. Dribbles it up the near sideline. Just shy half court. Gives it across half court to Lister. The freshman gives it up to her sister Kennedy. On the near side wing, Dumler drives. Nice hands by Alina Leatherman to poke it free and get the tie up. The possession arrow will stay with Blue Valley with 7:08 to go in the third quarter. 35-17, Donovan West. Good job on the start of the third quarter for the Mustangs to not let the Rams get off to a quick start. Back to Galtman. Now all three of their quarters have gone up to a slow start. Kick it out to the corner. Dumler for three. Off the front end, no good. Loose, long rebound all the way out half between the three-point line and half court. It's last touched by Donovan West as it goes out of bounds on the far side. So another chance for Blue Valley. Donovan West is having a tough time kind of rebounding here to start this third quarter. They get it into Lister. Make that Cameron Lister. And a whistle and a blocking foul against Brennan Eady, and that's her fourth. As Kirby, who set the screen, fell over. And Donovan West fans in front of me not happy with the call. It was a tough call to make, but they do make it, and Eady is going to have to come sit for a while now here in this third quarter. With 6:55 to go, four personal fouls against Brittany Eady after she had three in the first half. Picks up her third with about 5 minutes left in the third quarter as well. Kennedy Lister gives up her dribble past the far side wing for Dumler. High post catch, drive right side. Brockman shot up short. Offensive rebound for Kirby. Layup good on the putback. And Emily Kirby with her first basket of the game. That makes it 35-19. Donovan West still a hefty lead here early in the third quarter. Gladhart entry pass to Wettstein, works in the paint, left-handed scoop shot, no good. Rebound by Brockman. Dumler brings it up the near sideline. Here's up her dribble, cross-court pass wide open is Cameron Lister, a little runner, is up and good over Katie Johnson. How about that? A huge size differential. Cameron Lister, the 5'3 freshman, makes it over the D-West big. 2 minutes gone in the third quarter. 35-21, Donovan West. Now, Elena Wettstein loses it, but it's picked up by Lena Leatherman. Johnson in the corner, gives it right back to Leatherman. Head fake, gets over dribble, in trouble. Cross-court pass near side, west side. Catches, fires for three, off the heel, no good. Rebound, Katie Johnson. So 13 feet away, she's going to give it up. Another three by Westside. This one is short. Another rebound by Katie Johnson. Hands up to Westside again, who's driving. She loses it. It's picked up by her teammate. Shot up, no good, but it is Indy Foster. Couldn't see her jersey number there for a second, but it's Indy Foster who gets it. And the lucky roll goes to her, and she's going to go to the line to shoot two after the personal foul committed by Kennedy Lister, her first personal. First free throw is off the right side, no good. Substitutions for D. West as Emmy Jo Wettstein and Courtney Johnson checking in for Melina Wettstein and Ava Gladhart. Second free throw on its way is short, 0 for 2 for Andy Foster, but an offensive rebound by Courtney Johnson. And she traveled, bringing it up to the top of the key. And in the game is going to be Belle Smith. Check in for Courtney Johnson. Coach Smith, a short leash after that turnover. 5:27 to go, third quarter, 35-21, Donovan West. D. West pressuring on the inbound near half court. Passes into the back court, and they do get it into the front court with Kennedy Lister. Left pass down low, far side block, shot off the side of the backboard by Kirby. Rebound by Donovan West. Pushing up the middle is Andy Foster, and she gets held. That's going to be Cameron Lister. Love the aggressiveness by Andy Foster today. She has really been attacking the paint whenever she gets the ball. 5:09 to go. Still 35-21. Leatherman, high post catch. Foster drives, left side, off the glass, no good, too strong. Loose, and jump ball, no. Brendan Brockman rips it away from everybody. So no tie-up. Definitely could have made that call. Far side baseline driving. Wraparound pass. And Kirby is foul going up after the nice dish from Cameron Lister. That foul will go against Katie Johnson, her second. Already the... Oh, that's just the second personal, maybe that second team foul. First free throw is no good by Kirby. Keith Corkle checks back in. And so does Melina Wettstein, coming in for Belle Smith and Kennedy Lister.
All right, let's box out here. Let's go.
Second free throw off the backboard and good. And Emily Kirby with 3 points here in this quarter and in the ballgame makes it 36-22. Driving baseline, shut up, and good by Emmy Jo Wettstein. She now has four. Actually, it was 35-21, and now it's 35-22, now it's 37-22. Now a turnover on the press. Going the other way. Layup good off the steal for Lena Leatherman. She has five in the quarter. Timeout called by Blue Valley. There's a little bit of confusion there with the scoreboard, but we got it. Got under control as it is now 39-22. Let's take a break for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farmers know the benefits of preventative maintenance on equipment, and Northwest Health Services of Mountain City, Missouri encourages you to use the same philosophy on your health. Pay now for a checkup or pay later for a trip to the ER. They've spent over 30 years providing affordable health and dental care for all people regardless of insurance. The medical clinic is open weekdays from 8 to 5, and the dental clinic is open Monday through Thursday, 7 to 5:30. Call Northwest Health Services of Mountain City at 660-442-5464.
KMZA.
Lena Leatherman, 5 points here in this third quarter, has helped Donovan West keep Blue Valley Randolph at bay. 39-22 our score. Mustangs back in the press. Corkle almost traveled with it across that court, but she gives it up to Lister. And Cameron Lister will bring it to the middle to set the play. So to the near side now. Good hands, poking it free on the steal. Is Andy Foster going the other way? Melina Wettstein had it knocked away by Lister. It'll be out of bounds. They'll stay with Mustang. Courtney Johnson will check in. And so will Lexi Wexelman. Check in for Katie Johnson of Donovan West and Cameron Lister of Blue Valley. And a steal by Kirby on the inbound. Here come the Rams. Trailing by 17. Wexelman stops. has it poked free once again. It's done by Wettstein. It's loose and picked back up by Rinlin Brockman. Brockman had it poked free once again. In the corner was it. Her pass deflected and knocked away by Foster. She gets the steal. Doesn't have numbers, but she's going to take it all the way to the rack anyway, and she's foul going up. Again, the aggressiveness of Indy Foster. She has really done great things for this Mustangs team here. And just a freshman. Really surprised to see how aggressive she's being, this being her first year of varsity basketball. Love to see that if you're head coach Perry Smith. First free throw on the way is short. 3:32 left to go, third quarter, 39-22, Donovan West. Isabel Wright checking in for the first time this half for Blue Valley and for Brynlyn Brockman. Brockman, after 9 points at halftime, is scoreless here in this quarter. And now Ava Gladhart will check in for Blaine Wettstein. One more free throw coming up for Andy Foster, who has struggled a little bit at the free throw line today. Second one's on its way. High arcing free throw. This one is nothing but net. She has 4 points at 40-22 and a steal on the inbound. And Andy Foster again is fouled, and she'll shoot two more. That was not as much of contact on the foul. She is frustrated at herself that she didn't make that. But again, back to the free throw line is Foster. Just got to work on that free throw stroke. This one's on the way. Short. Again, no good for Foster. Frustrated with herself. She's had a good amount of misses here from the free throw line today, but again, just a freshman, has plenty of opportunities ahead of her. Second one on the way. That one also no good. Too strong a rebound by Corkle of the Rams, and she brings up the far sideline. A blocking foul, trying to take the charge on that far sideline was Ava Gladhart, but she'll pick up her second personal foul instead, and that will be the team foul. 3:29 now left to go in the third. Pass goes to Lydia Dummler. She'll drive all the way in the paint, and she doubles it over. Head coach Katie Inez not happy with the call there. She wanted a foul, saying the contact caused the double dribble. Not going to get it, though. Here's the inbound press against the Mustangs. Giving it up is Foster to the near side. Leatherman into the corner, driving. Dish off to Gladhart from Amy Jo Wettstein. Intercepted, going the other way. Corkle all alone, right-handed layup, and a nice job coming from behind and swatting it away, but committing the foul was Emmy Jo Wettstein. Corkle kind of had to wait on the pass, and as a result, it allowed Wettstein to sprint from behind and knock that one away, but again, committing the personal. That's going to be her first. Team foul number four, so the double bonus the rest of the way for both teams with 3:07 remaining. 40-22 in favor of Donovan West. Winner of this game will take on Centralia tomorrow evening. First free throw, no good off the left side. Brendan Rockman checks in. I'd like to thank our sponsors of today's broadcast, Vendina State Bank, SBS Insurance, and Winkman Oil Company. Thanks to all of our amazing sponsors for making our broadcast possible today. Again, a quadruple header here on 92.1 FM KMZA. Coming up next after this one, it's the Donovan West boys taking on Washington County. The second one is no good by Corkle, so she goes 0-for-2, rebound by Lena Leatherman. Following that game, it will be Frankfort Girls versus Hanover. And finish things off with Axel versus Troy on the boys' side. Kick out, drive, aggressive into the lane. Again, Andy Foster lays it up and in. She has 6. Nice take, and now a 20-point lead for Donovan West, their largest of the day. 42-20, ripping it away. Courtney Johnson, the press, and lays it up and in. And Courtney Johnson, the ninth player for Donovan West to score today. Back in the press, winning a double team, getting fouled is Lexi Wexelman. And we go the other way. So the Mustangs have doubled up Blue Valley Randolph once again at 44-22. 2:35 remaining in this third quarter. That foul committed by Gladhart. That's her third. And again, double bonus free throws for Wexelman. First free throw is good. First point of the day for the starting point guard for Blue Valley Randolph, the 5'6 junior. Only 6 points in the score for Blue Valley. Second one on its way. That one is good. B West has outscored Blue Valley 14-7 in a whistle on the press break, and that will be a turnover on the Mustangs at the far sideline. And head coach Perry Smith going to get a substitution in here with Bell Smith checking back in. And she will check in for Lena Leatherman. Cork will inbound at half court on the far side. He'll get it in into the backcourt for Waxman. She'll bring it across half court, defended by Andy Foster. Pass deflected, stolen away by Smith. To Foster, far side, head fake. No look pass, the top of the key. Driving right side is Emmy Jo Wettstein, and layup's good. How about Emmy Jo Wettstein off the bench? She has 6 points. 46-24 D West. The sixth seed well on their way to advancing to the quarterfinal round. Tomorrow afternoon against Centralia. Drive left side, no good off the glass by Brockman. Long rebound for Donovan West on the run. Layup for Foster is good. Off the rebound from Gladhart. She went on the run. It was a 2-on-1 fast break, and Foster again laying it up and in. She has 5 on the quarter, 8 on the ballgame, and it's 48-24 DUS. 1.9 to go in the third quarter. High post catch Brockman, kicks it out to Corkle, near side wing. Defended by Bell Smith. Stopped at the top of the key. High post catch Brockman. Drives right side into a double team. Head fake, kicks it out. Lister, one dribble. Gets right back to Brockman. He's been scoreless here in this quarter after 9 points in the first half. A three-pointer blocked on an attempt by Wexelman going the other way. Full court pass up ahead. Layup left side. Good again for Annie Foster. She's got 10. Second leading scorer now is leading scorer is Melina Wettstein. She has 11. He's currently not in the game at the moment. Lister stops after dribbling a couple times from the far side wing, dribbling baseline side. Brockman now with it, top of the key. Drives left side. Kicks it out. Long two on the way. Is off the front end of the rim. No good for Lexi Wexelman. Rebound by Jonathan West. Ava Gladhart, as she was driving. Not driving. She was bringing it up. She had it poked away. Out of bounds. They'll stay with the Mustangs. Allie Foster checking in for the first time today. Back underway. She'll make the catch on the high post. She'll kick it out. Head fake into the corner. Three ball for Gladhart is good. And Ava Gladhart, her first basket of this third quarter. She has 9. That's 22 third quarter points for Donovan West. It's 52-24 with 33 seconds left in the period. Brockman stops on the far side corner. Pass deflected. Loose on the floor, but it's picked up by Cameron Lister. She'll drive, a little floater, no good from 7 feet out, gets her on this, and reaching in and getting a piece is Ava Gladhart, and accidentally a little bit of a shoulder to the face from Cameron Lister to Gladhart after the play. Is that, no, they're not going to say jump ball. They're going to say a reach-in foul against Gladhart. That's going to be her fourth. So in total, 6 different scorers here in the third quarter. They had 7 in the second quarter. The first free throw is no good for Lister. The 5 points in the quarter from Leatherman, 7 from Andy Foster, and 4 from Emmy Jo Wettstein. 19.7 seconds left. Second free throw is good, and they're not going to get the lane violation, as clearly stepping over the line was Ava Gladhart, but they're going to say play on with 16 seconds left in the quarter. 52-25, right in the middle of the paint, a catch for Bell Smith. She kicks out to Gladhart. She'll drive in the lane, kicks it out. 3 ball for Allie Foster is too strong, and a rebound secured by Lydia Dumler with 3 seconds left. She'll bring it up across half court, and she doesn't recognize the time. And that is how the quarter comes to a close. 52-25, Donovan West. Let's step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Our score going into the fourth quarter, it's Donovan West girls 52 and Blue Valley Randolph 25. Donovan West well on their way to getting to the quarterfinal round. We'd like to thank today's sponsors, First National Bank of Frankfort, BND Buildings, and Blue Valley Technologies. Big shout out to all of our incredible sponsors for making today's broadcast possible. First of four games here in Onega, the Twin Valley League basketball tournament. Supposed to start last Saturday, then got postponed to Monday, now getting postponed again to today. This is just the first round. We'll have all the other games going on after these first two will be quarterfinal games. So this game and the next game will be first round games. The rest are going to be quarterfinal matchups. Here's a drive, shot up no good, off the left side of the rim by Emma Jowetstein. Offensive rebound, though, by Bell Smith. It's going to be a jump ball. And good sportsmanship as Brockman falls over, and Bell Smith helps her up. Possession arrow favors the Rams. So how about Andy Foster in the third quarter scoring 7 points? She now has 10, 11 points for Melina Wettstein, and 5 points in that quarter for Lena Leatherman, all of her points today have come from that previous quarter. Drive middle, kick out, long two, no good for Dumler. Rebound secured by Amy Jowetstein. Football pass up ahead to Allie Foster. She saves it momentarily, but it goes out of bounds, and it will go to the Rams. As for Blue Valley, their leading scorer, 9 points today for Brynlyn Brockman, all those coming in the first half. Dunler, far side, gives it into Kirby, and she's fouled. Bell Smith gets charged with the holding foul, and that'll be her fourth. With 7:05 remaining. Here's the inbound to the corner, far side for Kennedy Lister. Cross-court pass, and before that, she traveled, so T. West will get the ball right back. So seven different scorers for Donovan West in the second quarter, and six different scorers in the third quarter. It's been all about sharing the love today for the Mustangs. Far side corner, going middle is Wettstein. Her shot blocked out of there by Brockman. And she'll get it right back. Wettstein kicks out to Brenna Eady. Crossover dribble. She has four personal fouls on a tough day for her. Gets it inside to Smith. She'll kick it out to Eady. Crossover pass far side. Entry pass against Smith. Works the inside. Shot over Brockman is again deterred. No good. And she'll keep it herself. Brockman goes coast to coast. She's stripped from behind by Allie Foster. Might have caught her leg. Going the other way now is Donovan West in transition. It's Wettstein. Keeps it herself. No good. Putback is up and good, though, on the far side by Bell Smith. First points of the fourth quarter, 4 points for her. Those just joining us, Donovan West with 22 third quarter points. Dumler, shot no good from 15 feet off the dribble from straight away, right at the free throw line. Rebound, Donovan West. Eady going the other way, coast to coast. Euro step, left hand layup is no good with a scoop shot. Rebound, Dumler. And the Rams again with the basketball. Lister goes left, kicks it out. Near side wing to the corner. Lister, head fake, gives it back. Dribbling middle, back to Dumler from the far side wing. Defended by Courtney Johnson. High post catch, far side elbow, one dribble, and a shot up no good, too strong by Brockman. And as Cameron Lister was trying to get the rebound, she was tripped from behind by Bell Smith. Legs got tangled up. Goes out of bounds, no foul called, and it'll go to Donovan West. Brooklyn Rawls checking in, so is Kaya Keller. Seen those two for the first time tonight. Or today, I suppose. Not quite in our night games yet. 54-25 Donovan West. Far side wing. Three ball on the way. Too strong this time for Courtney Johnson. And a rebound by Dumler. Coach Inez calls the play for the Rams. From the corner, Dumler gives up to Brockman. Brockman dribbles to the corner. She gets it out of there. Kennedy Lister, the near side to Cameron Lister. Shot on the run. Too short. Offensive rebound by Allison. That putback is no good. And Rawls is tripped up. She loses it out of bounds, and it'll go to Blue Valley. 5 minutes even left to go in this one. In the other gym, by the way, if you're wondering, we have a consolation game going on in that gym. That is the Washington County Girls versus Troy. And pass inside. Nice look for Dumler, and she'll lay it up and in. Have a tough night for her. She's had opportunities, but with that basket. She only has 4 points, and Edie is fouled to reach in against Cameron Lister. That is her third. Oshina is not happy with that call. Edie Corkle back in the game. Check in for Lister, and Donovan West is going to call a timeout. 30-second break, 54-27 our score here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Got a score update for you for the game going on in the South Gym. Washington County leading Troy in the consolation game 35-32 going into the fourth quarter. That's your scoring update brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. Time to update your vehicle. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? HolthouseAutoHouse.com. I'd like to thank today's sponsors of our broadcast, BB Brothers Contractor, Cook & Company, and Hilltop Creations. 54-27, Donovan West Girls leading Blue Valley Randolph here in the TBL tournament first round. 6-seed Donovan West, 11-seed Blue Valley. Edie almost carried it, but she maintains possession. Bounce pass far side is intercepted, intended for Keller. It's Allison that picks it off for the Rams, and here comes Blue Valley the other way. Lister gives up to Corkle. She'll try a three. No good. Left side of the top of the key. Offensive rebound put back by Brockman. It's good and one. In a rough second half for Brendan Brockman after 9 points in the first half. That is her first basket of the second half. That foul goes against Kaya Keller. That is her first and team second. 4:22 to go. No good to finishing the end one as the rebound secured by Keller. Nice full court baseball pass up ahead to Brenna Edie on the near side, and nice reach in by Cameron Lister, and she ties it up. Fantastic defense there by the freshman. And to Courtney Johnson, the inbound is Coach Smith calls out the play. Inbound is to Rawls. She'll hand it back to Edie. His upper dribble to the near side to Courtney Johnson. Dribbles to the middle. Driving left. Nice double pass. Rawls. Oh, she had an open layup on a pick and roll, but she dropped the pass and it goes out of bounds. It'll go to the Rams. 4:03 to go as we are now approaching the halfway point of this fourth quarter. Donovan West going to be advancing to the quarterfinal round. Miss on a layup by Lister. Offensive rebound by Allison. Strong off the glass. No good. Crossover dribble by Edie. Brings it up the middle. Nice find. Far side layup good for Courtney Johnson from half court on the find from Brenna Edie. And Johnson now with 4 points, only 4 points in this quarter for Donovan West. That matches Blue Valley's total in the period. It's 56-29. Far side wing catch, Cameron Lister drives middle, shot on the run, no good, too strong. Loose on the floor, and last touch by Kaya Keller. Bell Smith and Emmy Jo Wettstein back in the game for D. West and for Courtney Johnson and Brenna Edie. Better days ahead for Brenna Edie as she had 5 points in the first half, but she had to exit with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter with three personal fouls. Hasn't gotten into the flow since then. Inbound to Brockman, first side block. Shot is good. Nice spin move to the inside, banking it home. And now Brockman is in a flow, but it's going to be a little too late as Brockman with 13 points. Pass intended for Rawls too high from the far side wing from Allie Foster. Another turnover by D. West with their secondary unit in. 3:13 to go, 56-31. Favor of the Mustangs. Again, they'll be taking on Centralia coming up tomorrow. Shot the glass, no good. Time for that game will be 5:30 in the evening. We'll be broadcasting that one on KMZA as well. That will be in the South Gym. Working from the top of the key is Emmy Jo Wettstein, the far side wing. Nice lob from Keller inside, foul and one. Nice find by Kaya Keller for Bell Smith, and she gets hacked. It's the hoop and the arm, and she'll get a free throw to try to finish off the three-point play. What an offensive masterclass from the Mustangs here this afternoon. 22 second quarter, I think that third quarter points, and 30 points in the first half. Free throw on its way, off the left side of the rim, no good. It goes off the right side and rebounded by Dummler of Blue Valley. 2:40 left to go, 58-31 Donovan West. Just some cleanup work for the Mustangs, trying to get out of here healthy. Possibly pad some stats as well. That's what this garbage time is all about. Dummler hit on the arm. Reaching foul against Brooklyn Rawls. Rawls, a junior. Inbound goes to Dummler. Short corner near side. Dribbles to the wing near side. Kick out to Brockman from the corner. Almost traveled. I think she did, but it wasn't called. Cameron Lister had her shot deterred. Her putback, though, is good. She got her own miss. And she now has six. Rawls wide open underneath the basket. They finally found her. She gets bumped. Shot up, no good. It's short. Tip, she gets her miss. The second shot is spinning off the rim and no good. It was spinning like crazy, but it falls off the rim. And it goes out of bounds, but it'll stay with the Mustangs with 2:03 to go. 58-33. A reminder, our post-game show coming up next, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Inbound goes to Kaya Keller. Going to her left and getting stopped is Emmy Jo Wettstein. At the elbow, lob inside Bell Smith, and she's blocked from behind by Brendan Brockman. I'd like to thank today's sponsors, Helena Agro System, Onega Pharmacy, and Elmer's Repair and Supply. Huge thanks to our incredible sponsors for making our broadcast possible today and throughout the tournament. Inbound goes to Rawls from the far side block, and she's blocked again by Brockman. She saves it. Nice hustle. She saves it to Isabel Wright. Up ahead to Cameron Lister, driving right side, gets around a defender, lays it up and in. Fantastic drive by the freshman. She has eight. It's 58-35. Full court pass up ahead near side to Bell Smith. Kick it out. Jab step drive right side. And a big, another big time block by Brockman. Off the shot from Emmy Jo Wettstein. 2-on-2 fast break going the other way. Kirby mishandles it for a little bit, but she gets it back to Brockman. Pulls up 15 footer. Short. Loose. And jump ball between Brockman and Wettstein. Possession arrow stays with the Rams, and Courtney Johnson checks back in. So Andy Foster, 7 points in that third quarter. She has 10. Melina Wettstein with 11. Two leading scorers for D. West. 13 points for Brendan Brockman to lead all scorers today for Blue Valley Randolphs. 1:13 to go. We'll be crowning our Farmer State Bank player of the game, so be sure to stay tuned for that as well. Corkle gives it up. High post, Brockman fading away to her right. Makes it another basket for Brendan Brockman. She has 15 now, 6 points here in this fourth quarter after a scoreless third quarter. And 53 seconds left. Courtney Johnson from the Onega O at midcourt. Past the far side wing to Keller. Top of the key catch for Rawls. Dribbles to her right. Gives it up to the corner for Courtney Johnson. Dribbles to her left from the corner. Like a double dribble. Didn't call it, though. Allie Foster, long two. Too strong. And he's out of bounds. And Brooklyn Rawls couldn't save it. He'll go to the Rams with 35.2 seconds left. So with the win, Donovan West will be improving to 6-3 overall in the season. As for Blue Valley Randolph, they fall to 3-6. And Corkle has it in the near side wing, and a timeout is called. We'll take it with them. And this will be, you'll see how long this timeout is. This will be a full 60-second break, and we'll take it as well here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Bendina State Bank welcomes you to come in and see for yourself the commitment that each and every one of the staff represents. They offer many services, including standard checking and savings accounts, plus loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Stop in today and utilize the many services they offer. The Bendina State Bank, making life better right here at home. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
KMZA.
20 seconds left here in this one. 58-37, Donovan West with a nice 21-point lead. They're going to get out of here with a win. Here's a shot on the run. No good for Cameron Lister going back the other way. 2-1 fast break. Foster has it right side. Layup good for Allie Foster. And that is it. 60-37 is our final score. We'll go and take a break. We'll have our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Save 20 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 20 cents off per gallon using your Mobile Advantage debit. Find all the details and start saving your 20 cents per gallon at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
KMZA.
Jonathan West wins it 60-37. And they're on to the quarterfinals to take on Centralia at 6:30 tomorrow. Let's take a look at your final score totals for the individuals here this afternoon, starting off with Blue Valley Randolph. 15 points for Brynlyn Brockman. She had 6 in the fourth quarter and 5 in the first. Also, 8 for Cameron Lister, had 4 in the final frame, 5 points for Kristen Allison, all of those coming in the first quarter, 4 points from Lydia Dumbler, and 2 from Lexi Wexelman. As for Donovan West, 11 points for Melena Wettstein, had all of those in the first 3 quarters of the game. Andy Foster had 10 with 7 of those in the third quarter, as well as 6 points apiece for Belle Smith and Emmy Jo Wettstein, 5 points apiece for Lena Leatherman and Brenna Eady, 4 points for Courtney Johnson, 3 points apiece for Katie Johnson and Ava Gladhart, and 2 points for Allie Foster. So 10 different scores here for Donovan West. All right, here in our postgame, our postgame show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. And we're going to go and step aside for another break, and we'll crown our player of the game. So stay with us here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
Farmers know the benefits of preventative maintenance on equipment, and Northwest Health Services of Mountain City, Missouri encourages you to use the same philosophy on your health. Pay now for a checkup or pay later for a trip to the ER. They've spent over 30 years providing affordable health and dental care for all people regardless of insurance. The medical clinic is open weekdays from 8 to 5, and the dental clinic is open Monday through Thursday, 7 to 5:30. Call Northwest Health Services of Mountain City at 660-442-5464.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Back here on our post-game show brought to you by V Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at VOutdoors.com. A tremendous performance for Donovan West, the girls' team winning 60-37. Now crown our Farmer State Bank player of the game, and let's give it to our leading scorer of the day for Donovan West. That was Melina Wettstein with 11 points. You can give it to a lot of different girls who stepped up in a big way today. So we're going to give it to Melina Wettstein. She is your player of the game, brought to you by the Farmer State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. So we're going to go step aside for a few minutes, and we'll get you ready for the Donovan West boys team as they get ready to take on Washington County in our final first-round matchup before quarterfinals begin later this evening. Thanks for listening, and be sure to stay tuned here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.